What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, this is for you, Cub fan Timmy, because you don't want to hear about numbers. Cubs played the Nationals last night. Kyle Schwarber plays left field now for the Nationals. Chris Bryant plays left field for the Cubs.
Weren't they former teammates?
Yes. They were together on the 16 team that won the World Series.
Former teammates, yeah.
And Chris Bryant left Kyle Schwarber a Twix bar.
Aww.
On the field in left field.
That's sweet.
Schwarber picked it up and ate it in left field.
Was it in the wrapper at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
He unwrapped it, ate it, and then homered the next inning.
That's cute.
Isn't that?
Hmm.
That's baseball. You see, you can do stuff like that.
Can you swing 3-0 on a pitch when the guy on the mound is a position player?
So, who did that?
It was it the White Sox? The White Sox were involved, I believe. It was last night. It was Twins White Sox. And White Sox, Mercedes was at the plate. It was 15-4 at the time. And I didn't know you couldn't swing away 3-0 if the guy on the mound's a position player. Because the White Sox, or at least the Twins announcers, weren't thrilled.
By center field. Going back is Ref Snyder, still going back. And he has given up a home run to Yermin Mercedes. On a 3-0 pitch.
Made it 16-4. He's rounding the bases. Big dude.
Who is it, Abreu? No, Mercedes.
Yeah. A big,
they do have some big dudes.
Swung away on 3-0.
I don't like it now. I mean, at 15-4, I don't like it. You're gonna get the same pitch after this. I don't like it. But
47 miles per hour.
Is that a rule?
What was it? 47?
Yeah, it was a position player up there. He just lobbed one up there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not allowed to swing on 3-0?
No, that's
position player is up there when it's 15-4.
You know what? He could have easily made an out, too, but he homered.
True.
I mean, a 47-mile-an-hour pitch ain't that easy. You got to be a big dude to hit it out because, you know, a lot of
the power comes from the
other side, right?
Yeah.
From it coming in at a nice velocity, it'll go out. But, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's 15-4. I guess I don't know that you're showing him up or what's the problem?
Then yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
It shouldn't have been 3-0. You shouldn't be down 15-4. You know what? If you can't, if you don't want them to swing, then, you know, throw better pitches. If you don't want them to hit homers, throw better pitches.
Don't have your position player out there if you don't want the guy to take them deep.
Right. I mean, that guy's got to put food on his table, too.
Yeah, I just thought that was a thing.
The unwritten rules of baseball just suck.
Well,
just
of suck. Course they do.
Albert Pujols said he never told the Angels that he wanted to play every day. He actually said, I was surprised. I had 80 or so at-bats this year. I never thought that so early in April I was going to have that many at-bats. I was excited with the playing time I got there, but I never told them that I wanted to play every day. And the Angels are dumb for doing that. I mean, they still had to pay him,
mm-hmm.
and he signed with the Dodgers now, got a hit in his first. You use him as a pinch hitter. Your depth, Angel, sucks.
This is a odd scenario. If he wasn't trying to put pressure on you to play every day, why were you even giving him that many at-bats to begin with?
Right.
You should have just, I guess, done what you just suggested. Maybe you give him one start a week, and then you also let him pinch hit. Yeah, I don't get it. Other than if he wasn't upset about, and you weren't catching heat from not playing Albert Pujols, you could have left him on the bench, and you would have avoided all of this.
Yeah. A couple other things that happened yesterday. Oscar Juan, and whatever his name is, Oscar Huascar Hinoa, out a couple of months. He broke his hand punching the bench. That is, who was the basket? Oh, it was Stoudemire. He was with the Knicks.
It was Amari Stoudemire. He punched the fire hydrant.
Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah. During the playoffs.
Yes. It was Amari Stoudemire. He punched that. Remember that? Now, that was worse because it was in the playoffs, and he's one of their main cogs. Mm-hmm. This is Huascar Hinoa. He's a starting pitcher. He didn't have a good outing. 4 1/3 in a 10-9 loss to the Brewers, and he broke his hand. Nice job. You also had yesterday, apparently, Joe Girardi had a tough time with Gene Segura in the dugout. Now, there is sound. I don't know. You probably don't have it. There is sound of I was watching MLB TV last night, and they played the sound, and Joe Girardi refused to answer any questions about it. But he and Gene Segura were going at it in the Phillies dugout during the game, and when asked about it afterwards, Girardi was just like, "I'm not answering that. I've told you I'm not answering that question. It's, you know, it, that's none of your business." So, but, you know, stuff happens over there. Gene Segura is a good player. And Jean Segura, whatever.
Jean Segura.
He did not like whatever Segura did, and Segura was coming right back at him. So that's good news in the Phillies. And we don't care about the Phillies and what they do.
Yeah, and what city are they in again, John?
I like that dirty ass trash ass city.
It's that dirty ass trash ass city. That's where they were. I think they were on the road, actually, though.
Yeah.
But they play for that dirty ass trash ass city. Yeah,
they play for and in that dirty ass trash. And I think, here we go. We've got Joe Girardi talking about it.
Confrontation or confrontation?
Next question.
How about the optics of all this? I mean,
Next question.
I mean,
I'm not going to talk about it, Jimmy. I'm not going to talk about it. Next question. You got a baseball question? Ask me a baseball question.
Love that. I'm not telling you anything about that. So shut up. Shut your face.
Poor Jimmy. He caught it.
I know Jimmy caught it.
I credit.
But you know Philly, you got to be.
You got to be strong on both sides.
Yeah.
I credit Jimmy, whoever that is, for trying to get the question in, and Joe said, "Nah, not happening."
Look at baseball having all kinds of stuff to talk about.
And yet, yeah, look, I don't mind that back and forth, the Gene Segura thing, or Jean Segura, however you want to pronounce it.
Jean
Segura. That stuff I appreciate about baseball. And Joe Girardi saying, "No, you're not going to hear about it." The dude breaking his hand because he got upset. And then you have, that's fun. That's good stuff. And then you have the Twins announcers complaining about a guy hitting a home run when you threw a pitch he could hit a home run off of. Okay, sure. That's against the rules.
Yeah, I mean, stop. Stop already with that crap. How about the Rangers beat the Yankees last night?
Isn't that?
And Cole took the loss.
He broke a record, though. He broke the record for most strikeouts without a walk. Consecutive strikeouts without a walk.
Is that right?
Yeah,
and he lost the game.
I know.
But suck it, Garrett Cole.
I wouldn't have known he lost the game because that wasn't the story. The story was, I think he had 58 straight strikeouts without a walk. He hadn't walked anyone since April 12th or something.
Yeah, well, guys like Adolis Garcia and Willie Calhoun beat you. How about that? The worst lineup in baseball.
When does the Garrett Cole stuff end for you? Never? Like, when will you stop caring what Garrett Cole does?
He had 61 consecutive strikeouts.
Okay, he got the 61. The record, I guess, was 57. He broke it at 58. The Yankees are in fourth place, 2.5 back of the Red Sox.
But how about that? 61-1. How's that ratio? Strikeouts
good.
To walks.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Garrett Cole, I don't want to see him do well.
Understood.
I don't want to see James Harden do well.
Okay.
Okay. When Deshaun goes, I don't want to see him do well.
But also,
I don't want to see Bill O'Brien do well.
You want to see George Springer do well?
Yeah.
Okay. But Garrett Cole just left in free agency. It's not like he pooped on the team on his way out.
No. No, but I wanted him to stay here.
But you wanted George to stay.
I wanted George to stay, too, but George is a nice guy. I like George.
Garrett Cole's a terrible person?
No, he's not a terrible person, but he's not as nice as George.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm just trying to find your line. I get the James Harden thing.
George did stuff for stuttering. Did Garrett Cole ever do anything for stuttering? Yeah. No.
For maybe did stuff for people with long hair.
Maybe, but now he has to cut it. True. How's he look? How's that? How's that taste?
I mean, he's
pitch. Now you don't have your hair. You don't have your beard.
So the line is Garrett Cole's on one side of the line, Springer's on the other, and then James is like way down on the.
Oh no, yeah, James.
Yeah, forget about it.
No,
never want to see him.
I never want to see James do anything good.
Yeah.
Wow. No. That's all they show is his highlights with throwing a no-look pass and bouncing it between guys' legs.
We talked about it.
How about all the turnovers? Let's show some of James' turnovers.
We're not going to talk about that. Well, that's not fun. That's not part of our narrative. We talked about it yesterday. His reputation has been rehabilitated, despite the fact that, you know, he did some crappy things to get out of here. And, in fact, he turned against the entire locker room with that whole, hey, we're just not good enough. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And that's the final straw.
But he didn't disrespect him. Remember when he came back? He said, "Oh, I didn't disrespect him."
Ah, okay. When you openly partied on the way into the season, came in out of shape, but not disrespecting the locker room and the players.
Yeah,
by not showing up when you were supposed to.
Yeah, no, he just decided he wasn't going to come.
Ah,
yeah,
not disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespecting. It's not disrespectful.
Yeah, James has had a reputation rehabilitation season, and if you have your way, that all will crumble because he'll fall apart in the playoffs.
Yeah. When we come back, can I have less Aaron Rodgers in my life?
Oh, you're done with him too?
Yeah, I'm done with Aaron Rodgers. What a diva. On the other side.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
But there's a huge change, and it started with Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. Then went to Watson, mm-hmm. And now we got Rodgers. And it appears that today's quarterbacks want to be more than quarterbacks. They're hired, in my time, they're hired to play the position quarterback. That's what they're being paid for. That's what they're being paid to do. But these guys, they want to pick the coach, pick the players. It's an interesting dilemma. I think anybody can say, if I was there, you should attack it before it happens. But how do you know it's going to happen? All three of these guys have signed long-term contracts, and they're under contract. So I'm sure at that time there wasn't anybody holding a gun to their head saying you have to sign. But now they're not happy. They're not happy with the team they signed the contract with. So to me, it's very, very interesting.
Well, that was Ron Wolf, by the way, former general manager of the Green Bay Packers, talking about Aaron Rodgers being a diva. He actually missed Deshaun on the deal. Deshaun was the one that started this.
I think he said Russell Wilson, then Deshaun, now it's Aaron.
He went
through all three of them at the very beginning of the clip, I believe.
It was Deshaun before Russell Wilson.
Well, did the Russell Wilson stuff start last year?
I don't believe it did.
Well, he gave him first dibs, and then he went to Deshaun, then he said, now Aaron. So he said all three of these guys are guys who sign with these teams and so on and so forth. But
And Deshaun hasn't played a down of his new contract.
No.
I mean, of his extension. At least Aaron Rodgers has played. I could see where Aaron Rodgers would be pissed off about his extension right now and how much money he's making because he's down the list. That's what happens, though, when you're next up. But, you know, maybe the Packers could have gone back to the table with him. Maybe, I've seen people saying Aaron Rodgers, you know what they need to do? They need to go in and say, we're going to have Aaron Rodgers Road right outside the stadium. You know, they've got Holmgren Way. Obviously, Vince Lombardi's got his own street there, Lombardi Street. They got Holmgren Way. You know, I'm not sure if there's a Favre. I'm not sure. I don't think there is. I think the way he left and everything else. But you gotta tell him that there's going to be a road here for him. I've always wanted a road, though. I want Granado.
Where would you Street. Want it?
Huh?
You want it in front of this place or someplace else?
You know, I don't care. You know, I don't care where it is. It can be anywhere. It can be out in a farmland. I don't care. But I think it'd be cool to have Granado Lane or Granado Road. I want that. I just want, you know, the city to recognize what I've done.
Do you think Sylvester Turner should be part of that process?
Yeah.
You should cut a ribbon and you all know, that stuff.
Maybe it could be right outside the golf course where I'm
playing. Which one?
The senior championship, this Pine Forest.
Not Wildcat?
I've only been a member there for about 4 months. But
isn't Wildcat your home course?
Wildcat is my home course.
Wouldn't you wanna,
we could call it Granado Lane to drive the drive up.
Or name a...
Elmer, let's get this done.
You don't want a hole named after yourself?
No, I want the road leading up to Wildcat.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Elmer and Tim, who own it, might say, you know, well, maybe we'll put our name.
Has anyone said the word Wildcat more than you, do you think?
No.
Certainly not on any major airways.
No.
They should.
By far.
Shouldn't they honor you with that?
By far the most. If you called the number right now, it'll be my voice on there.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They have a road called Brett Favre Pass.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, see? They now you got to get an Aaron Rodgers.
You talked to you about me. I mean, come on. What happened to...
To what? Real men is what you want to say?
We used to get their heads... Quarterbacks used to get their heads taken off. Okay? Just get up. They picked up their helmet. They picked up their teeth. And then they got back to work.
Who's looking to pick up their teeth, though? That's not fun.
That's not fun, but you know what? That's how it was.
You can't host Jeopardy without teeth.
That's Terry Bradshaw. He lost all his hair. He got it ripped off by players.
They would grow back if that was the reasoning.
That's not the case. No, once you rip it out. I mean, that used to happen. That used to be the case back in the day. Back in my day.
I do appreciate you and all the old heads breaking out. Everyone's soft now. Terry Bradshaw had thoughts on the quarterbacks. Even Brett Favre did. Then he had to walk it back because he caught too much heat. He's like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not old enough to just catch all this heat and say stuff and no one would care. Terry Bradshaw can do it. Ron Wolf can do it.
Yeah.
Brett was like, sorry. I didn't really know everything that went on. Sorry. But you, Ron Wolf, and Terry Bradshaw, all the same.
There's a Granado Road in Poteet, Texas.
Is it named John Granado
Road? No. In Pleasanton, Texas, in Salt Lake City. Oh, no, there's a Granado's. Granado's is a pizza place in Salt Lake City. Granado Drive in Semmes, Alabama. Granado.
That's different.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
We need a John Granado.
There's all kinds of Granado roads, but I need one here, and it's named after me, and I dedicate it, and I cut the ribbon.
Yeah. And it's named John Granado Way or John Granado Drive, whatever. Yeah. You understand.
Poteet, Texas, that's not because of me, okay? That's just because probably one of my cousins, it's in the Hall of Fame or something.
You think they named it after Cammy?
After Cammy Granado, right. Right. It could be. You don't know.
Let's see if does a Granado have a street named after them? Let's see Cammy. Does she have a street named after
No, her? Probably not. She hasn't lived. She's up in
She's won a Vancouver gold medal now. Though, right? They should name a, They should name a street after her.
They should in Downers Grove where she grew up. They should, yeah. But have they? I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like it.
No. So, no, you know what? I just always wanted that. Maybe Mayor Turner, you can make that happen. That'd be cool. Did you see Manny Machado's slide?
Did he take someone out?
So, the ball is hit to the second baseman. He's running up. Machado is halfway to second, and he slides underneath the second baseman, the Cardinals second baseman, and everybody's claiming that it's a dirty play.
I just brought up the search results, and Manny Machado's legal but dangerous slide. Manny completed a dangerous and unnecessary slide. No one's calling. Yeah, everyone's saying, at least enough people are calling it dirty, but no one's saying it was illegal to do.
No, it wasn't illegal, but a lot of people are claiming that it was dirty. They showed a clip, though. of Indians baseball, the ground ball to second, and Albert Bell, Joey Bell, is on first. And it's halfway, it's almost identical to that play, except Albert Bell just waylaid the second baseman, just knocked the snot out of him like a pancake block, and just took him out. And then just, and the second baseman got up, and then it was, you know.
It's Albert Bell, though.
Albert Bell, you know, he just looked at him and started trotting back to the dugout. And it was like, this little second baseman. Now, nobody came. Now, today, they would all run onto the field and pushed each other and stuff and grabbed each other's hats, you know, like Floyd Mayweather's hat.
Yeah. Does the time of the slide, like the inning, make a difference? Like, if he was breaking up a double play in the bottom of the ninth?
Well, his manager, who's a big toe guy, San Diego's manager said, that won us the game. Okay, because he didn't turn the double play, and we ended up winning the game because of that.
Well, it was the fourth inning, but sure. I don't know if they went on to score some runs. I imagine they did in that inning.
Yeah.
But if it's the bottom of the ninth, wouldn't you want him to do everything possible to break up a double play?
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, what does he want? What do you want him to do? Stand up?
Or duck? Or run out of the way?
Yeah, you got to duck to get out. He stayed in the baseline.
Yeah.
He didn't go out of the baseline. He didn't actually. The guy jumped over him. Oh, it was such a dangerous play.
Look, it's unexpected for that second baseman because he didn't expect that to happen. But I understand it's out of the ordinary. But you know what? I feel like you're breaking up. That's a baseball play. He didn't slap at the ball. He didn't. I find little fault with that play.
Yeah, I don't find any at all.
It's just weird. I guess it's weird of the positioning, but it's not. He's trying to break up a double play. I don't mind it.
John, we hear you and are changing the entry to Pebble Beach Golf Club from Pebble Beach Drive to John Granato Way.
You just have to drive there for the...
Well, for my free round. Yeah. This is the same person that I got a free round
from. As long as you show up, we will change the name, but you do have to make the drive.
See, I don't think I get a free round, and I get three friends free, too. I don't believe that happened. I don't believe that. Not one bit. Pebble Beach. Why do they keep haunting? Why do they keep... This is...
You're not
trying to get me to go there.
Are you not buying it?
I'm not buying it. They're catfishing me here.
If you actually did drive out there, why not? It's Pebble Beach. So what's the worst that could happen? You don't get to play a free round of golf? It's still Pebble Beach. You take a flight out there. Just have a good time. And just see.
And just go there and look
and stand
around.
Yeah, and see.
Hey, buddy. Hey, guys. I thought we had a free round, but we don't.
It's still Pebble Beach.
Yeah. No. It's still Pebble Beach. You can't get on because you don't have a tee time.
No.
But other than that.
Who doesn't want to, you know, take in the view?
Yeah. Have you seen Jose Siri?
I don't even know who that is.
Jose Siri is playing for the Skeeters.
Okay. Oh, I did see the Grand Slam. Did you see
the Grand Slam?
Yeah.
He's 25 years old. He's got two Grand Slams already. He looks to be, holy crap. I saw somebody last week said, you know what? Screw Miles Straw. Just bring Siri up and play center field. He's not even on the 40-man roster.
I enjoy Jose Siri because if you type in his name, his picture with the Mariners, his team picture, he's got two earrings. They're both crosses. And they're both very visible. I've never seen that for a baseball player before.
Oh, yeah. I see it. Yeah, he's got a lot of earrings. He's got...
Now, there is no other picture like that for him, so maybe the other teams he took pictures with say, hey, knock it off, or maybe he just didn't bring the earrings. But I am a fan of the drip that he gave the Mariners for his for photo day.
First up, Siri or Leon?
Is Leon on the 40-man?
Leon, I don't believe. No, I think they since they just got him, I don't know that he has to be on the 40-man. I can look up Astros 40-man. But they just got him, so there's Astros 40-man roster. No, we want it right now. Anyway, so Jose Siri appears to be a guy that is a serious contender. If he keeps raking... Don't you have to bring them up sometime?
To answer your question, as far as position players on the 40-man currently, it's Garrett Stubbs, Taylor Jones, Nova, and Toro. So no Siri or Leon.
No.
On the 40-man right now.
No. Siri doesn't have to be.
No.
I guess because of how long he's been here and whatnot. Wow, we're looking, and you know what? We're starting to get some guys that, now, did you just mention Mercedes? Mercedes is leading, you know, for the White Sox.
Yes.
Leading the league, leading all of Major League Baseball in hitting. You know who's second? Yordan. Mercedes is first in hitting. He was a 10-year minor leaguer. 10 years he spent in the minor leagues, and now he's leading the league. He's the most surprising player in all of baseball.
He is 5'11", 245. You can tell when you look at him. And he's hitting .364 with an OPS of .984, on base of .410. A guy who hadn't had he had one at-bat before this season. One at-bat last year. That was his only at-bat.
And he's leading the league in hitting a couple months into the season. How about that?
That's an amazing story. Yeah. If he keeps, even if it doesn't end with him, you know, being in the top 10 for the batting title, this run of 36 games, probably one of the more improbable things. Now it's baseball, so we'll see how. If he makes an all-star team.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Look,
10 years toiling in the minors.
Major League Baseball doesn't do a great job of, you know, showcasing their stars, at least marketing them. At least that's the running theory. This guy should be a major story. As long as this keeps up.
I take it nearly a decade in the minors and playing independent ball before he finally got to the majors.
He should be a guy they latch on to. And I don't know what his personality is like, but if this keeps up and he makes the all-star, he should be the star that weekend. He won't be, but he should be one of the
people.
He should be.
Well, and how about the home run hitting contest?
Yeah, he'll be in that too.
Yep. I mean, that would be... I mean, could talk about for a guy who toiled as long as he did.
One at-bat before the season.
Who's the Astros' most surprising player? This might surprise you when we come back on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Kent Emanuel put out something on Twitter, just thanking the fans, and they're in San Francisco waiting for the Oakland series. Apparently, Zach Greinke bought them all dinner last night. That's what happens when you make $40 million a year.
If I'm Zach Greinke, hey, you should be thanking me. Forget about the fans.
Yeah.
I just buy you dinner.
And he talked about how the fans can all be in the stands. If you haven't heard, yep, going to be 100% capacity when the Astros come back.
Are they going to have
what
we suggested at Toyota Center, certain sections for the unwashed?
I don't – those who are unvaxxed and the non-vaxxers?
Yeah, the ICU.
You know what?
We call it the ICU.
You could get sick. Guess what?
We can call this section, if you're unvaccinated, we call it the ICU, where everyone sits in that one area of the ballpark. You guys can hang out together, and then all the rest of us are in the clean section of the park.
Yeah. How about this? I'm watching a video of a Rangers fan. He's wearing his Rangers jersey in the stands. When the game ends, he puts on an Astros jersey over it so he can walk out of the park.
Is it that scary at Minute Maid?
I don't think Minute, but there's a lot of parks I would do that.
Yeah, understood. But understand your surroundings. You're not going to get Astros beat up in minutes. Astros don't care about Ranger fans.
No, we don't care.
That piddly little team. We don't care about you or your fans.
If you've got a Yankees jersey on or a Cubs jersey.
Even still, you're probably going to be okay as long as you keep your mouth shut. You don't talk to the wrong person.
I'm sure, though, if you've got a Cubs jersey on, they should call Cubs you a douche.
Still? Astros fans still care about the Cubs?
Yeah. No.
They don't ever play them.
Well, no, but they're still douches.
Well, that's fine, but if you're a Cub fan in Minute Maid and you're polite, you're not belligerent, should be just fine. And so should that Ranger fan. People will probably just feel bad for you.
I mean, I just think that's good thinking, though.
In
San Francisco, in Dodger, a different San part, Francisco. What about the firemen that got waylaid?
Oh, it's understandable in other places, but I think people here will just feel bad for you because you're still a Ranger fan.
Yeah, no. No one cares. No one cares about no one. No one's gonna bother with you. You're a Ranger fan. You're harmless.
Yeah,
your team's harmless. It's always been harmless.
They just got done sweeping them. I don't think Astro fans were like, oh, I mean, you're gonna leave this place and still be a Ranger fan. That's punishment enough. I'm not gonna beat you up.
Yeah. So power rankings came out. Sports Illustrated puts them out every week. They got the White Sox, the number one team. They got the Astros, the number two team. And they talked about Mercedes being the biggest surprise, and they put a little thing under each team of who the biggest surprise a quarter of the way through the season is. And Luis Garcia, they have as the Astros' biggest surprise. He had never pitched above the high A level before reaching the majors for 6 appearances last year, including that 2-inning start in the playoffs. He's got a 3.34 ERA with 40 strikeouts in 35 innings this season. You know what? Yuli has been probably a bigger surprise in that you would have thought that he'd be on the downside. But we've seen Yuli hit this way before. It's not like we didn't think Yuli could do it. Luis Garcia, what he's doing this year, he's actually filled in. And, it's just been – I've kind of taken him for granted what he's been doing.
Been so much found money from this pitching staff over the last couple of years. Like, we're panicking in the World Series because Urquidy has to go. Nah, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm more than okay.
Yeah.
Just been a lot of that. And thankfully, I've talked about it so much that all of these guys who you didn't know much about and didn't expect much from, unless you're like Nio, who probably knew all these guys were going to be good. Your rotation feels like what appeared to be, what are we going to do when Verlander is done and Cole's gone and Greinke eventually goes? You're like, hey, we're good.
We got Javier. We got, look at Fromber, what he did.
Urquidy.
And Paredes.
And now we're talking about, hey, we had this panic sign, Jake Odorizzi. Beat it, Odorizzi. Go to the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't know. That is going to be a tough decision. Garcia is the biggest surprise. Are they fat shaming? No, they're not fat shaming Art. He's not. That would be if they said scrub.
It
would be fat shaming.
Well, Garcia is 6'1", 244.
Huh?
Garcia is listed at 6'1", 244.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's thick. There's no question.
Scrub, I think it's that weight's distributed better because he's taller.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's all that distributed all that great. I mean, you could tell.
Look, you have your issues with Scrub.
He's Mr. Smoky Pants.
He's 6'4", 270. He should be playing. He's an undersized left tackle.
6'4", 270.
That's what he looks. He's an undersized left tackle. He needs to put some weight on.
You think he needs to put some
weight
on?
He's a freshman in college as a left tackle. You're going to redshirt him. Put a couple more pounds on him. That's how big he is.
5 underrated players to step up in big time in the NBA playoffs. Michael Porter Jr. for the Nuggets.
He's going to need to.
He has to.
He's there. He's been really good since Jamal Murray got hurt. He's been their second best player, and he's going to need to be for them to have any type of success.
Well, and Jokic is going to catch so much attention, right?
Yeah, and the great thing for Denver about Jokic, he's more than a scorer. He's their facilitator. He'll be able to get other people involved, but Michael Porter's the one other guy who will be able to get his own shot. And at 6'10", 6'11", whatever he is, he can be a force. So they're going to need him.
Yep. RJ Barrett for the Knicks. He's going to have to. He's two. I mean, you can't just depend on Julius Randle.
And Barrett's had a really good year. People were questioning what the Knicks were doing when they drafted him. Not what they were doing when they drafted him, but once you saw his rookie year, you're like, okay, what's that about? He's been really good. And the Knicks need a second option late. I've watched a lot of their games because their games directly affected my team and seeding-wise. And they're able to eke out some of those games late. But they have big issues offensively late, because most of it's like, hey, we're going to put Randall in the high post or foul line extended and see if he can make a play. That it's a lot of old school basketball where they're just isolating Randall and see if he can make a play.
Yeah.
Sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't. They need options, different options late. RJ Barrett can be that guy for them. Think about this. They're depending on Barrett, Randall, Derrick Rose, and Taj Gibson. Tibbs loves his guys, and Gibson and Rose have been his guys before, but the Knicks could go out early because if the Hawks get great shooting, just because I don't know how they're going to score late.
Yeah, well, Clint Capella's on the other side, and he's a guy that's going to have to step up. He's averaging 15.2 and a league-best 14.3 rebounds this season. And he's shooting 60% from the field. But
we know Clint Capella. Yeah, we know what the scoring.
Yeah, how does he score?
Lobs and putbacks and stuff around the rim. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what he's
rebound and put it back.
That's what he's been. That's what he was here. And credit to Clint after kind of, you know, disappearing because he got hurt last year and after the trade and stuff. He's bounced back and he's really helped that Hawks team. And there are not a lot of guys in the East. I mean, there's him. There's Bam. I mean, there's Brook Lopez. But in that Knicks series, he should have a good series because the Knicks. I mean, Mitchell Robinson may be back for the play for the postseason. But he's going against the likes of Nerlens Noel. Clint should have a big series and he needs one of the Hawks want to advance.
And the last two are Jordan Clarkson and Andrew Wiggins.
Well, we have to see
Clarkson is the sixth man, right?
Probably.
So he's going to have to step up.
And we'll see if the Warriors even make the playoffs. They'd have to, if they beat the Lakers in. If they lose, then they would have to beat I don't know the Grizz or the. So, but Wiggins has to be, that's probably their second best player. I mean, Draymond's their second best player, but as far as scoring, Wiggins has to be. And Wiggins has become a better defender, but they're going to need him to be locked in offensively for them to have any shot.
He's got it. Listen, who was it? I think it was AJ yesterday was saying, I would just double team Steph, you know, and then let anybody else beat
now,
you.
Now, Toscano has made some shots, and Poole will make a couple shots, but you know what the deal is.
I mean, you got Looney, you got Draymond,
they're going to get a lot of open looks if that's the strategy, and you just got to hope they don't make enough. And Steph is going to, and they run enough stuff for Steph where he doesn't have to have a ball in his hand, so he'll get his looks, but yeah, AJ's point is well made.
Yeah.
Why would you let
that dude beat you?
Yeah, I mean, there are things he can do where you can't stop it, but you shouldn't. There should be very few times where he's got a one-on-one look at the basket.
Yep. All right, when we come back, news of the weird to finish up strong right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, apparently, Del, in San Francisco, strippers are back to work. Brittany, the stripper, is 26, and she says, just so sad. You know, she used to earn $150 and she earned $150 less than a third of what she would have made pre-pandemic. She was making like close to $500 pre-pandemic.
And her first
week. So COVID is really killing the stripper industry, according to Brittany.
So she's only making about $150 a day now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you feel bad about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's in San Francisco? You can't live on that.
I would tell Brittany.
It's sad.
Like, I don't want to advise Brittany on, you know, life decisions, but I would try OnlyFans.
There's more money in
that. You don't have to leave your home. You can market easier. The strip club doesn't get a cut. OnlyFans may be the way to go. I mean, you might have to do some stuff.
Yeah.
You have to get a camera and stuff. So there is some overhead, but hey, might be the way to go, Brittany.
They estimate that there are 3,821 strip clubs in the United States.
How many?
3,821.
So less, I would, So that's,
I would have thought there was way more.
I
thought there were that many here.
Houston, because I'm thinking about how like people like those wide releases for movies. We're going to put it in 3,500 theaters. So there's less strip clubs and movie theaters in this country.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a surprising.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, some have closed, certainly.
Right.
Some strip clubs have closed too.
Right. 20% of Indiana's hemp crop was destroyed last year because it had too much THC.
Isn't
Are
that
you,
the point?
The point being, we, okay, 20% of our hemp stock in Indiana is going, it went right to hell because.
No, I meant the point is, shouldn't you want the THC in there?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
Did the government get involved? Is more government interference in our weed and in our hemp?
Yeah, are they trying to control our THC levels?
Apparently.
It sucks.
Stupid government.
You suck, government. The Sikh community, S-I-K-H, is angry because religious knives have been banned from their schools after, you know, a stabbing.
Religious knives?
Yeah. Apparently children are able to bring religious knives to school.
What?
Not anymore, though.
No, but what could you have used them for before? To cut food? What were you using them for?
It was a kirpan type of ceremonial knife carried by the Sikh community as an article of their faith.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but it also stabs people.
How old are these children? Who would have thought?
14 and 16.
Oh, teenagers are using weapons you allow them to have on someone? That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. A Chinese safari park is sincerely sorry for not telling the public that escaped leopards were on the loose.
It's a wild cat running around. You don't tell anybody.
A few of them.
You don't tell anybody. Hey, enjoy our park.
A few of them. Okay. Apparently, remember we talked about mammals being able to breathe through their anus?
Yes.
Yes. Well, apparently now there's a life-saving technique to deliver oxygen carrying liquid through your anus. And it got named after Evangelion.
So the air goes...
The AVA method.
So the air goes through your... It's an
oxygen-carrying liquid.
And it...
You put it up your butt.
And does it get to your lungs or just gets oxygen into your blood? How does it work?
I don't care.
What?
But...
You're telling me this groundbreaking thing and you're not giving me all the facts?
No, I don't. It's a long story.
But...
It has a lot of big words in it.
Okay.
Perfluorochemical. I don't know. It's high capacity of desor. I don't know.
You'd be a terrible news anchor.
Yeah, I don't really care. But just know this, they can save your life by sticking this liquid up your butt.
Well, would you?
Hells yeah.
If it came down to it?
Yeah. Okay. Make sure it's a skinny tube, though.
What would you do first? Do coke to save your family? Keep your family together?
Oh, yeah, that first.
You'd do that first?
That first.
Okay.
And then I'd stick that tube up my butt to save my life. Yeah. All right. There are high traces of Viagra in Seoul's sewers, research shows.
Hmm.
Apparently in South Korea, they are, I guess,
so what,
they're throwing it out?
So,
or they're peeing it out?
This is what I'm trying to figure out. It's in the waste system, so are the...
Who's testing that?
Viagra. Oh. It's disgusting.
What kind of job is that?
It's a terrible job. Is the Viagra being just tossed in the toilet? It has to be the urine, right? Or the poo.
It has to be in their urine, right?
The poo, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. We estimated that the amount of PDE5I consumption 31% higher than in areas with fewer nightlife spots.
People,
so around areas with nightclubs.
People trying to do stuff is what they're telling me. Yeah.
So
people in Seoul are trying to do stuff.
Yeah. Remember the Indian people who were rubbing cow dung all over themselves to...
This is a
prevent
story that
COVID-19.
This is a story that keeps returning. Yes.
Yes. Well, now they're saying it's not going to cure COVID-19, but it could cause black fungal infection.
Oh, that's
no kidding.
you're telling me rubbing poo on yourself is unsanitary and it can cause disease?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Maybe. Apparently, there's been a big uptick of vaccinations in Ohio. It may be because they've offered a $1 million lottery for anyone who's been vaccinated.
It's not a bad this is not a bad way to get people to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't need that. I just, signed up.
Now the government's got to give out $1 million because you got vaccinated.
Isn't it a little crazy?
why don't we just hand everybody $1 million?
I don't know.
Oh, man, our dollar's going to be worth it. It's going to be great. The Belgian ambassador's wife is in a little trouble in Seoul, Belgium, I guess. The Belgian ambassador,
what
I don't know.
What did she do?
Well, apparently she slapped a Seoul store assistant.
Okay.
But she's claiming that she has diplomatic immunity.
Well, doesn't she?
Well, she's the wife of the Belgian ambassador.
So she's not really a diplomat.
No.
So it doesn't extend to her.
I don't know that.
Let's do something.
But apparently, she said, hey, I can slap her. I'm an ambassador's wife.
Talk about a bit of privilege. I'm just going to put my hands on you. Because I'm married to a guy who has it.
Yeah.
While every country may define family differently, diplomat spouses, under U.S. federal law, of course, she's not there.
She's in Seoul.
Yeah, but at least with the U.S., I think you do get extended
family. Even the wives?
A coextensive immunity under U.S. federal law. A district court must dismiss any case against someone entitled to immunity under the Vienna Convention. That's if diplomatic immunity still applies. So I think even in the U.S., it depends on the crime, I guess.
Yeah, Seoul might be different.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Apparently, CNN says, Del, you and I are in good shape, and we probably will live long lives.
Why?
Working long hours is killing hundreds of thousands of people a year through stroke and heart disease.
Oh, you mean the added stress of working? It's hurting people?
Right.
Of course.
You and I? We're okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I work hard and long.
Long?
The hours are long.
Four hours.
It's longer than most people here.
Well, most people here.
Yeah.
We're in more danger here, but relatively speaking to the rest of the world.
I mean, Lance will die from other things, but if he didn't hike in places where his wife can throw him off a cliff, he would live longer than us because he doesn't work as hard or long.
Yeah.
Joel? No, Charlie?
Charlie?
Live until 105.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Us, maybe just till 90, 95.
Yeah. I mean, there are other people who will die at 65.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, people who actually work for a living.
Yeah, we don't do much of that.
Yeah, good luck with that. See how stupid you people are? You're
going to
die.
You.
Congratulations, those of you working long hours every day.
I always told you hard work was dumb.
Yeah. You know who Joanna Dennehy is?
No.
Well, apparently she is a serial killer.
Oh, that's
great. She's going to get married, and her fiance told her no more murders. So everything's fine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
As long as she sticks to that.
Well, do you want to get married or not?
No. That's not enough of an enticement.
Yeah.
No more murders.
Right. And our last story, Berlin is shocked to find out that the polar bears, the new baby polar bears' parents, are brother and sister.
Ooh. I didn't know. I didn't know incest happened in the at least that close. I'm assuming at point.
Don't you think you couldn't find polar
they
bear?
They breeded brother and sister?
I guess. Or
that's
they
not
were,
the way.
They were brother and sister, and then they just decided, "Hey, you guys, stop that."
I thought this was something they didn't. That didn't happen, brother and sister.
Apparently, it does.
I know pride, or depending on what type of animal it is, you might make a distant cousin, whatever might happen, but brother and sister. Polar bears, man. You know what state would those polar bears be from, John? If you had to guess, if they were U.S. polar bears,
well, somewhere down south.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to put anything on you, Louisiana.
But
Alabama's probably going to say, "Hey, what about us?"
Hey, Mississippi's like, "Hey, don't leave us out."
And Florida's saying,
in
"Hey,
some
we could do that too."
In some places, certainly.
Why can't they be those polar bears? Be from Florida?
Who wants to raise their hand and claim the incest polar bears?
We're done. Charlie's next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound.
Real.
Let's go.
Fun. Sports.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.